Do you already traditionally get butterflies before games? Is that a natural thing for you, or does that not happen?
Not really. You know, not since probably like my junior year of college, I kind of got settled in, and I try not to think about the game once I get to it. You know, I think about it pretty much every day, all the time, and then up until I get to the stadium, it's kind of nice and relaxed. You know, I don't know, it's kind of weird. You know, you smell like the popcorn and everything, and grass, fresh grass, and hot dogs, and this kind of puts me at ease, actually. You know, it's more of a confident feeling, and knowing that, you know, I did everything, you know, possible to get ready, so it's kind of, you know, relaxed, really.
With that being said, do you anticipate the same kind of feeling on Wednesday, or will anything be different?
I'm sure I'll be calm, but, you know, when I go out there for warm-ups, you know, it's all, you know, you get motivated, the crowd, everything. So, I mean, anytime you're able to compete, I think at this level, you're ready to compete. You know, that motivates you, you're fired up, you're excited about competing. And, you know, going out there on a big game is, you know, even better, you know, and getting to compete with your teammates and like I said, our defense, you know, you always get excited. You're aggressive players on defense, so, you know, that's kind of automatic.
So, no, you won't have to stop yourself. All right. I know it's national TV. It's Cowboys. Oh, my God.
Nah. I don't really, you know, I kind of get, you know, what we're saying, I guess, get lost in the moment, man. You've been doing this as routine. It's a game, although it's a big game in the division. But, you know, when it's time to line it up and play, when you get between the lines, you got to get lost in the moment, and you're out there competing and communicating with your teammates. So, I don't really think about it like that, and that's it.
Michael, how do you look at this opportunity, given that, you know, Tom just told us you played really well in preseason, so you earned it, but it's obviously an opportunity, obviously, because Prince is down as well.
Right. I just, like I said, I take it game by game, and, you know, we around here always have the same prepared as starters, so, you know, that hasn't changed my outlook on anything. Every guy in the secondary is going to prepare like their starter, even the ones that are not. You know, Coach Jensen and Coach Merritt make sure that we all quiz each other, and we're always around each other. We quiz each other all the time. It's like a brotherhood there. So we always have each other's back, and we always critique each other all the time. So when everything's good and when it's going bad, everybody's able to be out there communicating.
If you're Tony Romo, do you test you? Would you go after you a little?
I'm sure he would. I'm not going to, you know, say that he wouldn't, but, you know, I'm sure he's going to stick to what he does best. You know, Romo's had a lot of success in this league with, you know, doing what he does. So I'm sure that he's not going to just stop doing what he's been doing. But I'm sure, I guess, you know, if there's a couple time or two he doesn't know what to do or what's going on, he probably look me up a little bit more than he often probably. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.